This was a new beginning for Phyllis Gahan Gaines. She found a new job as a youth care worker at Family Resources, but she was in desperate need of a reliable transportation to get her to work.
And I felt a little hopeless. You know, you kind of feel like giving up because you're trying to obtain some things. And I have two boys, young men now, so just trying to take care of them. And I wanted to show them that you don't give up just because things were, oh my goodness, they were seemingly hopeless.
She first heard about the car loan program from one of her co-workers. The divorced mother of two was low on cash, but she needed a vehicle to get her to a job.
Working a shift that was 3 to 11 when there is no bus system at night, it took some creativity, but I was able to do it, and it was exhausting. However, when I got involved with the program, it gave me what I needed to keep going because there was, a light at the end of the tunnel.
The car she purchased for under $5,000, a 97 Oldsmobile Aurora, helps her keep her job and volunteer in the community.
Having the car, though, I've been able to do that even more because I did stop volunteering for a while because we had no transportation.
Phyllis says her two sons, 19-year-old Philip and 15-year-old Anthony, saw that giving up is not an option.
They've seen, hopefully, a renewed sense of wanting to keep moving and saying, I can keep going from here.
The program is more than a low-interest car loan for some people. It is also helping Fantester Jaribur to save money for a down payment on a house. She contacted the organization 2 years ago when her transportation was unreliable. Ben has been a school bus driver for 6 years and starts her job at 5 a.m.
That's not a time that you can call someone and say, hey, I'm in desperate need of transportation to work. Can you help? So I needed something that was going to get me from point A to point B. And this program was a lifesaver and that it came to my aid when I desperately needed reliable transportation.
She purchased her 1995 minivan for $2,200 with the help of the Ways to Work program. She only pays $135 a month for the vehicle and puts the same amount in savings.
I also pay $35 a month towards a savings account that I've been paying for the last 2 years, too. And that has grown considerably. It's amazing what $35 a month over time grows into. But it's well over $700 right now, which is $700 I did not have 2 years ago. And I didn't, and the transportation. Those are the benefits.
After she took the required workshop on money management, Ben opened a savings account.
My goal was to not only have a transportation, but also to own a home one day. And so the $700 and some that I have stock slowly squirreling away in that account, I'm going to transfer it over to a house account. And that would be my down payment on my house when I get one.
The Ways to Work program manager, Elaine Taylor, says the program helps people maintain stable employment, housing, and transportation.
So we might work with families that come into our office seeking help with utilities or housing or employment. But the other piece of our program is to help families purchase vehicles at an 8% interest, at a low interest rate.
Taylor says since 2005, about 60 car loans have been given each year in Pinellas County.
So we probably have impacted over the last 4 years close to 300 families.
But Taylor says borrowers have to qualify for the loan.
People have to be working at their job for 6 months. They have to have a child under the age of 18. That they're responsible for. They have to live in Pinellas County, and they have to have no credit or poor credit in that if they went to a bank or a car dealership, they'd be paying a high interest rate.
Taylor says the goal of the program is to help people improve their financial state. Borrowers also receive long-term financial education and open a savings account.
Their money, but they can't just put it in and then take it out, which so many of us do sometimes. So what it does is at the end of their loan, which is usually 2 years, they have a nice chunk of money, a little bit over $800 that they've saved. And over that two-year period, if they would have a crisis that they would need, they just need to call us and work with them.
Ways to Work is offered by the Family Service Centers nationwide. The organization offers other services, including family counseling, youth intervention services, sexual assault services, and in-home education. For WMNF News, I am Andrea Lipka.